안녕하십니까? 2016년 4월 2학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 4월 2학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Ryan, do you have a moment to talk?
Sure, Judy. What can I do for you?
I'm sorry, but I left my history report at home. Could I bring it tomorrow?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I can't sleep well these days. What should I do?
Why don't you drink a cup of warm milk 30 minutes before going to bed?
Drink a cup of warm milk? Do you think it works?
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi everyone. I'm Amelia Clark, an eye doctor. These days, many people who have poor eyesight prefer contact lenses to glasses. They say contact lenses are much better than glasses, especially when playing sports or doing outdoor activities. However, contact lenses can do harm to your eyes if you don't follow some instructions. First, do not wear contact lenses for more than 8 hours a day. The longer you wear contact lenses, the more likely your eyes will be tired. And do not sleep while wearing contact lenses. Sleeping with contact lenses in your eyes can cause some serious eye problems. Finally, be sure to wash your hands before touching contact lenses. Otherwise, your contact lenses can be infected with germs. Please keep these points in mind for your eye safety.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you want to take a walking break with me?
I wish I could, but I can't.
Come on, you've been sitting there for hours.
But I have a lot of work to do.
I understand, but sitting for a long time can cause health problems.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've read a few articles online saying that sitting for a long time negatively affects our health.
I just thought that sitting is better compared to lying or standing for too long.
No. When you sit, you burn fewer calories and demand little effort from your muscles. Sitting too much can lead to diseases such as cancer and heart disease.
I didn't know that there were such big risks from too much sitting.
Yes. So I try to get up and stretch, drink coffee, or walk around at least every hour. You need to do it too.
Okay, I will.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Come in.
Hello, Miss Casey. I'm John Robinson, Jane's father.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you.
I gave Jane a ride and stopped by to say hello. I was wondering how Jane is doing in your ballet class.
She's doing great. She's one of my favorite students.
Oh, really? That's great. She also likes you. She tells me you're a very kind instructor.
Oh, thank you. When she first got here, she had some difficulty, but she's really enjoying ballet now.
I'm happy to hear that. I heard that she'll be participating in a contest next month.
Yes, I'm sure she'll do very well. She's been practicing so hard.
Good to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I've finished drawing a poster for Independence Day.
Oh, let me take a look at it.
Here it is. First, I drew a young boy wearing a hat.
Oh, he looks cute. And next to him, the girl with a bird on her hand also looks pretty.
Thank you. What about the stars below the boy and the girl?
They look good. Did you have any particular reason for drawing four stars?
Yes. Independence Day is July 4th. They stand for the date.
I see. You drew the letters Happy Independence Day under the stars.
Yes. I drew Happy, bigger than Independence Day, to make the message of the poster clear.
Oh, okay. I think your poster is great, except for one thing.
One thing? What's that?
There isn't anything above the boy and the girl, so it looks a little empty. I think it would look much better if there were an American flag.
You're right. Okay, I'll draw the flag right away.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny, congratulations on moving to a new office.
Thank you, Albert.
It looks much more spacious than the previous one.
Yes, it's almost twice as large as before.
Good. Oh, I like the wall color.
Thank you. I chose the color.
And you bought the carpet, desk, chair, and some other furniture.
Right. Almost everything in here is new.
Wow. You must be very satisfied with this office.
Yes, but it has a serious problem.
What's that?
The smell of paint and new furniture gives me headaches and makes me feel dizzy.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you put plant pots around? It'll help ease the symptoms.
Right. Why didn't I think about that?
If you want, I'll bring some for you.
Will you? Thank you very much.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 그랜드 캐니언으로 자전거 여행을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Phew! All the exams are over.
Yeah, we're finally free. We only have to enjoy ourselves now.
Oh, I can't. I still have a biology report to write.
That's too bad. When is it due?
This Thursday. After that day, I'm free.
Then why don't we go on a bike trip to the Grand Canyon this Saturday? You've always wanted to do that.
That sounds exciting, but I can't.
Why? You don't have a part-time job on weekends, do you?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I do volunteer work at a senior center every Saturday.
Ah, that's right. It slipped my mind.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Rainbow Resort. How can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to reserve two rooms for this Friday.
Wait a moment, please. Well, only three deluxe rooms and two royal rooms are available.
What is the price of each room?
A deluxe room is $100 per night, and a royal room is $150 per night.
Okay, let me reserve one of each, please. And I'd like to include breakfast as well.
Breakfast is $20 per person. How many people are there?
Six. But one of them is a one-year-old.
We don't charge for kids under the age of three, so that's five adults.
Oh, good. Thanks.
So, one deluxe room, one royal room, and breakfast for five people. Is that correct?
Yes. And my name is Michael Morgan.
Okay. Reservation is made under the name of Michael Morgan. Payment must be made when you arrive at the hotel.
Okay. Thank you.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 등록한 테니스 강습에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Would you like to come over to my house and watch the soccer game this Saturday?
Thanks, but I'm afraid I can't. I have a tennis lesson then.
Oh, did you finally sign up for the lesson you were interested in?
Yes, it starts this weekend. Why don't you take it with me?
Actually, I was thinking of learning tennis. When is the lesson?
It's every Saturday and Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That works for me. Where does the class take place?
At the Star Bay Tennis Court.
That sounds good. It's close to my house. How many people are in a group?
There are six in the class, but the maximum is eight, so you can still take it.
Okay. What is the fee?
It's $50 per month. It's not that expensive.
Great. I'll sign up right away.
11번. 크리에이티브 드로잉 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jake Taylor from Durham Library. I'm happy to host the Creative Drawing Contest. The contest is open to 4th through 12th graders, and there are three categories for judging: 4th through 6th, 7th through 9th, and 10th through 12th. Three winners in total will be selected from each of those groups. The contest theme is My Hero, so drawings should be related to this theme. Participants should submit their drawings to the library by May 11th. Awards will be presented at the library auditorium at 4 p.m. on May 25th. For more information, call 270-338-4760. Honey, let's look at this brochure and choose what to do tomorrow.
Oh, yes. All of the activities look exciting. What do you want to do?
Any activity is okay, except for bungee jumping.
Me too. Is the Gold River far from our hotel?
Yes. The guidebook says it takes more than 2 hours to get there.
Really? We can't go that far.
Right. We have two choices left.
Well, both look interesting.
Then why don't we take the cheaper one?
But I think the one that includes lunch and transportation is better, even if it's a little more expensive. We won't need to worry about how to get there.
You're right. Let's take this one.
Okay.
I heard that you went on a trip to Sydney, Australia. When did you come back?
Last Friday. It was one of the best trips I've ever taken.
One of your best trips? Tell me about it in detail.
Well, there are several beautiful beaches in Sydney. I went to Bondi Beach, one of the most famous beaches in Australia.
So you must have gone surfing.
Absolutely, every day. That was the reason I went to Sydney. I really enjoyed surfing.
Great. Did you go to the opera house?
Yes, I even saw an opera entitled Perfect Love there. It was awesome.
How about the people? Were they nice to you?
Yes, they were. All the people I met there were really kind. I'll never forget their kindness. Mr. Smith, can we talk for a minute?
Sure, Miss Jones. What's up?
I'm worried about our students. They look so unhappy and gloomy after the big test.
I feel the same way.
They seem like they don't know what to do until the test results come out.
Right. They feel more depressed because they don't have anything to focus on.
That's true. How can we help them out?
Well, since you're a PE teacher, how about holding a small sports event?
That's a good idea. Then, what are you going to do for them?
I'm thinking of giving them a list of books to read and discuss.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 패트릭이 샐리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Patrick and his wife, Sally, are preparing for their daughter's birthday party at home. When their daughter left home to go to school in the morning, Patrick told her that the birthday party would be held at 6 p.m., and she should be home by then. Now everything, including a present and a birthday cake, is ready, and the clock shows 5:30 p.m. However, Sally suddenly realizes that she didn't get candles when she bought the birthday cake at the bakery near their house. She tells Patrick about it. Patrick thinks that will be no problem because it takes about 5 minutes to go there to get candles. In this situation, what would Patrick most likely say to Sally?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. You may try to eat more vegetables for your health. But when you buy more fresh produce, don't you end up throwing away more than you eat? Well, today, I'll tell you how you can keep vegetables fresh for longer. First, most green vegetables should be stored in the refrigerator to preserve freshness. When storing them, use plastic bags to prevent moisture loss. Punch several holes in the plastic bags to allow the vegetables to breathe. But be aware that too much moisture spoils vegetables, especially lettuce, spinach, and cabbage. Next, certain types of vegetables, like garlic, onions, and potatoes, love to stay out of the refrigerator. Place them in a cool, dry place, like your kitchen counter. They should also be kept in the dark because sunlight makes them go bad quickly. However, never store onions and potatoes together. They each give off gases and spoil each other faster. Last, try not to wash and chop any vegetables before storing. It shortens the storage life of vegetables. If you follow these tips, you can keep your vegetables fresh for as long as possible.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. You may try to eat more vegetables for your health, but when you buy more fresh produce, don't you end up throwing away more than you eat? Well, today, I'll tell you how you can keep vegetables fresh for longer. First, most green vegetables should be stored in the refrigerator to preserve freshness. When storing them, use plastic bags to prevent moisture loss. Punch several holes in the plastic bags to allow the vegetables to breathe. But be aware that too much moisture spoils vegetables, especially lettuce, spinach, and cabbage. Next, certain types of vegetables, like garlic, onions, and potatoes, love to stay out of the refrigerator. Place them in a cool, dry place, like your kitchen counter. They should also be kept in the dark because sunlight makes them go bad quickly. However, never store onions and potatoes together. They each give off gases and spoil each other faster. Last, Try not to wash and chop any vegetables before storing. It shortens the storage life of vegetables. If you follow these tips, you can keep your vegetables fresh for as long as possible.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 채소가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.